This is Chief of Anything, created by Christian Kohlhoff and Michael Portz. Our podcasts serve the purpose of growing people skills for great success, excellent business results, and a happy, healthy people culture.
If this podcast is useful for you, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. We love to hear from you, and we are always happy to learn how we can help teams achieve great success or overcome people pains. All contact details are in the show notes. Much success.
Conversation 1. Achievable life goals. The power of imagination.
We do have a common goal. We want to write this book.
That's right. Chief of Anything will be the title.
When we talked about it, we realized that there's a lot to do. First of all, we'll record some episodes of our podcast. We'll construct a table of contents and develop a structure. How do you feel about that right now?
Overwhelmed. There's a lot of stuff for us to do, seemingly without end.
Tell me what you're working on right now.
I'm thinking about what content to put in the book. Then I write a table of contents. I collect key points, subpoints, subpoints for the subpoints. Then, of course, I worry about the cover. What could the cover for our book look like? I have sleepless nights thinking about what we want to write about on hundreds of pages. And I don't like writing and typing, at least not that much. The thought constantly crosses my mind as to how we are going to do this in the first place. How do we find the time for it? 1,000 worries.
Well, we decided to just record our podcasts and transfer them into a book. Does that help you?
We'll see how we can convert our dialogues. That's a lot of dilly-dallying, too. A lot of work.
It means sitting in front of the computer and recording a lot. Then I do the whole post-production. It really is so much work. When I say it like that, I don't enjoy it anymore.
Yeah, a giant mega-project.
How do we get out of this downward spiral of thoughts? It's really no fun that way. We're totally caught up in this process. This has to be done, that has to be done, this is the decision that has to be made. That sounds incredibly exhausting after months of work.
I have a to-do list that's a mile long, and it doesn't even begin to list all the things I have in my head. There's at least 10 times as much to do. I have no idea how I'm going to do it. Do you have an idea?
Let's take a time out at this point and think again about what exactly we want. We want to write a book.
Yes, exactly. Actually, we don't want to write a book. We want to have a book.
And when it's finished, we will have the book in our hands. How does it feel?
I imagine a hardcover. Medium thickness, yet not too thick. Otherwise, I panic. Then it is too much to read. It should be of high quality and have a nice cover. It's solid, not super fancy.
What do you see exactly?
I see the cover of the book. I'm not quite sure what it looks like yet. It has our typical colors, blue, purple, pink, quite colorful. Our Chief of Anything design is recognizable. I see the title in bold letters. I don't really see photos of the two of us. I see a cool tagline, maybe something like, in your face, to the point.
Do you hear something?
I hear the paper rustling as I flip through the book. I can feel the pages. They are a bit rough and thicker than normal standard paper, high quality. I can feel this quality.
I hear a loud thump when the book falls over onto the desk. That shows me there's consistency behind it, physical and intellectual mass.
It feels good to just dream.
I can smell the freshly printed book.
Oh, yes. It smells like ink. And when you open the book for the first time, the hardcover binding creaks.
What have we done now? We have a goal. If we are constantly thinking about the process on the way to the goal, we can think of 1,000 things that need to be done between now and then. We can think of many little things, more little things, and even more little things. The path to the goal seems eternal. At the end, I also have to correct all the spelling mistakes in the book. At some point, that really isn't fun anymore.
I stopped listening while you enumerated all this.
It sounds like a universal sound, which I then hear in the back of my head. Whoa! When I hear that, I don't really want it anymore. I hardly have the energy to get started.
It sounds like too much work. Shit. Now I feel bad again. I just felt so good when we talked about the finished book.
Exactly. When I imagine the finished book with a super cool cover, the many valuable pages, the smell of fresh ink, the creaking, the flipping pages, it's an experience I can feel. I can make the book even bigger in my imagination.
Really?
Sure. I can see it from the outside, from a distance. For example, I can see how the book stands on a bookshelf. I can see the spine of the book, how it stands out from the mass of books. Then I can zoom into the picture of our book. I can zoom into every single page, even down to every letter, and imagine what it will look like, how it will feel, and what I will smell.
I think that's great. We're going to stick with that vision for now, with all the finished letters on the thick, high-quality paper. What are we doing here right now?
We're just now making it clear what we want. Because when I'm clear about what I want, and I can visualize it, and it even feels haptically pleasant, then all the things I have to do along the way might feel pleasant too. They're just to be done on the way there, no more and no less. My focus is the goal, and I can almost feel that.
You know what I'm thinking about right now? The saying, move your mind and your body will follow. Or as a street musician once said, move your legs and your body will follow. We have visualized our goal. We have imagined it on all channels. We could see, hear, feel, and smell our book. We did not taste it. I'm not sure if this would help anyway. For me, the book suddenly became tangible, real. It was totally fun and felt really good. I was suddenly incredibly motivated. This was very different from before, when we were just looking at the process and all the things that still needed to be done.
I felt the same way. It's like ordering a pizza to pick up from my favorite Italian restaurant. I don't think about the lengthy drive ahead or the difficulty in getting dressed. I think about the delicious pizza, the crispy base, and how I'll shove a big piece of it into my mouth. The way to the restaurant is not important to me. It's not difficult for me. I just think about pizza.
Okay, stop. Move your mind and your body will drive us to the pizza place.
A book or a pizza can, of course, be visualized quite well. Is that also possible in a business environment?
Sure, you can do that with anything. Did you ever arrive at a destination and only then realize, oops, I'm already here? Like in the book, The Secret.
Yes, that often works for me with parking spaces. I went to a party with my wife the other day. Shortly before we got there, she said, look, why don't you take the parking spot here on the right? It'll be difficult to find a free space right by our destination. I was so convinced that I would get a parking space right at the front door that I drove right up to it. And lo and behold, there were two parking spaces available. I didn't even need to maneuver. I just drove in.
The universe is a great thing.
I have another similar example. I once saw a photo on the internet with a sailing boat in front of a beautiful background. It was anchored at an archipelago in Sweden. I really wanted to sail to this place. 3 years later, I decided to take a picture while sailing. When I looked at it, I realized that it looked almost exactly like the picture from the internet, a photo I hadn't thought about for a long time. This works the same way in a business context. I used to have the romantic idea of my own coffee bar. I saw myself entering the small cafe, the sun shining lightly into it, and catching whiffs of warm, fresh croissants and coffee. I imagined the wooden floor, the foaming milk, and two baristas behind the counter. They looked at me and said, "Good morning, Mr. President. What'll it be today?" And indeed, 3 years later, the time had come. I had my own coffee bar. Walked inside and had a total déjà vu moment. The only thing they didn't say was, Mr. President. They just said, hello, Christian.
As of now, that's our synonym for Mr. President.
Maybe I should have corrected that. I should have just said to the baristas, I want you to call me Mr. President. Better not.
There is a matching story from the book, The Secret. It was also made into a movie. I thought it was very American and a bit kitschy. Anyway, there is a scene with a man in California. After many years, he decides to clean out his basement and find something called a vision board that he once made. With this collage, he has portrayed his personal vision of life and how he imagines his future. For example, he cut out a house from newspapers, which he liked at the time. He thought that he might want to live in such a house one day. In the book's scene, when the man finds the collage, he says, "My blood was freezing in my veins. The house I cut out of a magazine 15 years ago I had recently bought, and now I live in it." He couldn't remember the vision board at all. He had just cut out a few things somewhere, looked at the vision board for a while, and unconsciously worked on it, even when it was out of sight. As time passed by, he became successful in his job, got married, had a family, and even moved a few times. Years later, he cleans up his basement and finds the picture of the house he had bought on this collage. It still gives me goosebumps. It's supposedly a true story.
And it's the same with our book. If we imagine it that way, it is actually already finished.
Great!
I can see it in front of me at this moment. In my little world, the book is finished. I'm only allowed to rework a few small things.
Tell your conscious mind exactly what you want to have, how and by when, and then your unconscious mind will get it for you. I like this sentence very much. The more precise and detailed, the better. I feel right into it. Move your mind and your body will follow.
There is certainly an esoteric explanation for this. I believe in the simple explanation that I always do exactly the things that lead me to my goal, because these things are not difficult for me, because I can do them simply, and because I know what I'm doing them for.
I try to figure out in detail what I really want and then feed my brain with this information. Then, when my brain knows what it's about and what the goal is, it starts looking for clues, tracks that lead to my goal. My brain extrapolates these tracks and unconsciously leads me directly to the goal. It helps me to notice the tracks and follow them. So it happens that I take exactly the steps in my life that lead me to the goal I visualized. There are studies about what percentage of our brain capacity happens in the unconscious. Our consciousness is only a marginal part of the computing power that we carry around on our shoulders every day.
I wasn't aware of that at all.
Maybe it's better that way. What do we do now? What does all this mean for our listeners now?
Well, when I have a goal, I think very carefully about how it feels, looks, sounds, or smells when I reach the goal. What's it like when I hold the book in my hand? I choose not to think at all about what I have to do, not until I can imagine it exactly as if it were already reality.
Is there a method or a kind of question set I can use?
Of course. Let's try the following. Michael, you address yourself directly to our listeners and name the whole set, question by question. Our listeners can pause briefly after each question and think about it.
Good luck to all of you and have fun achieving your goals. Choose them wisely, and be careful what you wish for. To complete this exercise, please pause the recording now to get a pen or pencil and a piece of paper or a journal to write your answers in. When you are ready, press play to resume. Pause the recording now and gather your materials. Ready? Okay, great. Here we go. The magic questions. Dear listener, please think of a goal in your life that you would like to achieve. Write it down. Be as specific as you can and get a good feel of your goal, the idea of it all. Pause the recording now and write down your goal. Did you write down your goal? Excellent. I will now ask you a series of questions that will help you to actually get where you want to go. With these questions, you simply let your mind wander and answer them in your head. We will also be providing you with prompts to pause the recording so you can write your answers down on your paper or journal if you like. Ready? Let's begin. The first question is, how is it possible that I have not yet reached this goal? Pause the recording and write down your answer. Press play when you're ready to resume. Press pause now. The second question is, what exactly do I want to achieve? Describe it precisely in detail. Pause the recording and write down your answer. Press play when you're ready to resume. Press pause now. Question 3. Where do I stand now in relation to the goal I want to achieve? What is already behind me? How much is still ahead of me? Pause the recording and write down your answer. Press play when you're ready to resume. Press pause now. Question 4. What will I see, hear, feel, smell, and taste when I have reached my goal? Pause the recording and write down your answer. Press play when you're ready to resume. Press pause now. Question 5. How will I know that I have reached the goal? How can I factually measure that? Pause the recording and write down your answer. Press play when you're ready to resume. Press pause now. Question 6. What will reaching this goal allow me to do afterwards? Pause the recording and write down your answer. Press play when you're ready to resume. Press pause now. Question 7. Do I really want to achieve this goal for myself? If the answer to this question is no, it's for someone else, please start again from the beginning and choose a goal that you really want to achieve for yourself. Pause the recording and write down your answer. Press play when you're ready to resume. Press pause now. The 8th question is, where, when, how, and with whom will I achieve this goal? Have I ever achieved such or similar goals before? Pause the recording and write down your answer. Press play when you're ready to resume. Press pause now. Question 9. Do I know anyone who has already achieved this or a similar goal? Pause the recording and write down your answer. Now comes my favorite. Question 10. Can I act as if I have already reached the goal? Pause the recording and write down your answer. Question 11. For what purpose do I want to achieve the goal? Question 12. What will I gain and what will I lose when I reach the goal? What happens when I get there? Question 13. What won't happen when I get there? Question 14. What will happen if I don't reach my destination? What won't happen if I don't reach my destination? And finally, question 15. How has my goal changed through these questions? Pause the recording and write down your answer. Press play when you're ready to resume. Press pause now.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Good luck to all of you and have fun achieving your goals. Choose them wisely and be careful what you wish for.
I have had a similar experience to this. I, too, have already achieved goals unconsciously. Up until now, I have never thought about why I've actually achieved them. It feels really good to feel into your own goal, your own vision, and to imagine everything vividly. It motivates me. Even if the way to get there seems endless, it is easier for me when I have the goal in mind. It feels closer, more tangible. It makes it easier for me to complete the tasks that lie ahead. As Immanuel Kant allegedly said, I can do what I have to because I want to.
This is Chief of Anything, created by Christian Kohlhoff and Michael Portz. Our podcasts serve the purpose of growing people's skills for great success, excellent business results, and a happy, healthy people culture.
If this podcast is useful for you, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. We love to hear from you, and we are always happy to learn how we can help teams achieve great success or overcome people pains. All contact details are in the show notes. Much success.